Maseches Erechin deals with somebody who wants to give a specific type of donation to the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Kedushas Damim, which means that it's not like a giving a korban, an animal to be brought as a korban olah or shlamim, etc., that's brought on the Mizbeach, but rather it's Kedushas Damim, which is monetary sanctity, so it's being donated to the temple treasury, and it will be used for the overhead, the expenses of the Beis HaMikdash. So in fact, there are actually two forms of this type of donation that we will be talking about in our Mestachta. One is called Damim, when somebody makes a neder and wants to donate the value, the actual value either of himself or somebody else. So that is one form that's called Damim. And what that means is if A says about B or about himself, I want to give the Damim the value, I'm making a neder to give the value of that person. What you have to do is you actually have to value the value of that person. What would they be sold on the slave market? So that is actual value. That's called either neder or damim. And the other type, which is the name of our mesachta, is called erechin or erech. When somebody says, I'm going to give the erech of somebody else, A says, I'm going to give the erech of B, or he says it about himself, I'm going to give my own erech. And in that situation, we're not looking at actual value, but the Torah says in Vayikra Chaf Zayin how much the person is going to have to donate. And it's based on two variables. Number one is the age of the donor of the A, It's based on the A, of the B. It's based on the age and gender of the B. So if A says, I'm going to give the erech of B, we're going to look at B's age and gender, and we're just going to look, what does the Torah require that A gives because he's giving the erech of B or giving the erech of himself. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph tells us as follows, HaKol Ma'arichim V'Ne'arachim, everyone can be the A when being a donor of an erech, donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and also can be the B, the Ne'arachim, can be the subject of the donation, Nodrin, everyone can be the A, the donor when it comes to making a damim, that's the actual value of yourself or somebody else, Vinidarim, and everyone can be the subject of that's the B, of the damim, the actual value, and somebody's going to donate either his own value or somebody else's value, can be the Nidar, that's the B in this situation, or if it's A, making a neder about himself. And then the Mishnah, for various reasons, as it's talked in the Gemara, gives us examples of Kohanim it applies to, Levim it applies to, Yisraelim it applies to, Nashim women, Vavadim, Canaanite slaves, all of these. Now we're going to see certain exceptions to this very broad blanket statement that everyone can be the A and the B in making an erech and damim donation. So a tumtum is an individual that we don't know if it's a male or female because the genitalia is covered up. So it's one or the other, but we just can't tell. The androgynous, somebody who has both female and male genitalia, so they're both apparently nodrin v'nidarin v'ma'arichin. They can be the noder and the nidar when it comes to the damim valuation. They can be the A and the B. And also when it comes to the erech donation, they can be the A. However, aval lo ne'erachin, but they cannot be the B when it comes to the erech valuation. Why? Because as we said, she'no ne'erach ela zakar v'adayu nekeva v'adayit, we look at the psukim. And when it comes to the B, how much do you have to give? We simply look at the psukim, and it's based on gender and based on age. And somebody who is a tumtum or an androgynous is neither a male nor a female. So if we looked at our chart of the erech valuations, male and female and age, but somebody who is neither a male nor a female is not going to be on the chart whatsoever. Continuing, other exceptions to the rule when it comes to a cheresh, which is a deaf mute, shote, insane person, katan, a minor, nidarin v'ne'erachin, they can be the B of a neder that's based on damim, actual value, or v'ne'arachim, they can be the B of the erech, avalo nodri v'lo ma'arichin, but they cannot be the A, the donor, regardless if it's a neder donation or an erech donation, mipnei she'en behem das, because they do not have the legal capacity to make that donation. Pachos miben chodesh, and in addition, another point, if somebody is below 30 days old, less than a month old, when it comes to being the B, nidar, that person does have actual value, that infant has actual value, so it can be the B when it comes to a neder, a damim donation, avolo ne'erach, when it comes to erachin, the psukim only start when somebody hits a month old, so less than a month old, you can't be the B when it comes to an erech donation. Mishnah Beis, we're going to look at a pasuk first, because we're going to talk about how does a non-Jew fit in with being an A or an a B. So the pasuk says as follows, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'amart alem ish ki afli neder, talk to b'nei Yisrael, which implies that this only applies to Jews, but then it says ish ki afli neder, when you make a neder, when you make a vow to give a donation, and ish includes non-Jews. So in certain sense, somehow we're going to include non-Jews, and in a certain sense, we're going to exclude the non-Jews. And this is going to be a machlokes, hanochri, Rabbi Meir, Omer, ne'erach. When it comes to an erachin donation, a non-Jew can be the B, avolo ma'arich, but cannot be the A, cannot be the donor, because we are excluding it and including it. So Rabbi Meir is of the view that we're including it to be the B, but not to be the A. And the Gemara explains why he includes one and not the other. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he reverses it based on his own understanding of the drush of the pasuk, ma'arich, avolo ne'erach. The person and the non-Jew can be the donor when it comes to an erach donation, but cannot be the B, the subject of the erach donation. Nonetheless, Zevis and Modim, they both agree, Shinodri Vinidarim, when it comes to a neder donation, they can be the donor and can also be the B, because the non-Jew has value also. If we're looking at a neder, what would be the value on the slave market? Mishnah Gimel talks about Hagoses Vayotze Lehareg. Hagoses is somebody who's literally about to pass away. Vayotze Lehareg, there's a Bin and Bastin that made a decree that this person has to be executed. And we're talking now, this person, the goses, the yotze leharek, be the subject of the vow? In other words, can such a person be the B of a vow, of a donation? So the Mishnah says, lo nidar, the person cannot be the B when A is making a donation, a commitment to give the value of B. If B is a goses and yotze leharek, that person has no value. So B cannot be the subject of a neder, of a damim donation. And also based on psukim, v'lo ne'erach, can also not be the B when it comes to an erachin donation. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Omer, he disagrees when it comes to the yotze leharek, the second of the two, somebody who is supposed to be executed by the basin. When it comes to that person, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya says, ne'erach, that person indeed can be the B when it comes to an erachin donation, because the donation of an erach is dictated by the psukim, and the psukim simply look at two variables. It looks at age and gender, and there's no third variable that the person is being executed by basin. So regardless, even if the person is being executed by basin, that person can be a B when it comes to an erachin donation. However, he agrees, avaleino nidar, that person cannot be the B when it comes to a damim donation, mipnei she'ein dam al ksuvim, because his value is not set. What that means is that it is based on value, and based on value, somebody who's going to be executed by the basin has zero value. Accordingly, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is of the view, when it comes to a damim donation, B cannot be the subject of the donation. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he's going to talk about not can the goses and the yotze leharek be the subject of can be the B in the donation, but can the goses and the yotze leharek be the A, the donor of the donation? So he says as follows, Rabbi Yossi Omer, no der, umarich, indeed, the goses, the yotze leharek, can be the A, can make the commitment to give either the neder or the erach valuation. And in addition to that, umaktish, if he wants to make donations, consecrate items to the base of mikdash. And another thing, v'imhizik, if he causes damage to somebody else's property, chaya b'tashlumim, the yorshim are going to be obligated to pay the damages of what that person who was a goses, a yotze leharek, caused. Now, the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama would disagree with that point. The Tanakhama would say that the Yorshim are not obligated to pay for the damages of their relative who passed away. Mishnah Dalet talks about something that is not related to Erechin. It's simply related to the concept we saw in the prior Mishnah of Hayotze Lehareg, when a basin decides somebody has to be executed. So how does that apply to a woman who is expecting? She's pregnant. Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Aisha Shiyotza Learek. We have a woman, the Beis Din made a decree that she has to be executed, but she's pregnant. Ein mamtini la ad shetela. We do not wait until she gives birth because uber yerachimo, the uber inside, the fetus inside, is considered to be part of the mother, not a separate being. Accordingly, she gets executed immediately. However, yashva la mashber, if she literally sat on the birthing stool, which means she went into labor at that point, the fetus is not considered to be, is considered to be separate from the mother. And accordingly, mamtini la ad shetela, we would wait until she actually gives birth, and then she would be executed there afterward. And then a related point, Isha Shinerga, a woman who was put to death, or if she died naturally as well, there's a concept that a mace, somebody who passed away or was executed, the body is asur bahana, you can't have any benefit from the body, that includes the hair. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says, nehenim b'se'ara, you can have enough from her hair. The Bartanu explains that we're talking about a specific thing here, it's talking about where she had a wig or a hairpiece that was attached well to her hair. But despite that, still, it's going to be considered part of her body and asra bana, but we're talking even more so where she instructed before she passed away that that hairpiece should be given to another woman. In that instance, and only that instance, because it wasn't her hair, it was another woman's hair that was attached to her head, and she gave that instruction before death, we see she wanted it to be separate from her body, and accordingly, that's why the Mishnah says you can have anah, nehani misara, from that specific hairpiece, you can have anah from it. A related issue, behema shenerga, if we have a behemoth, an animal that was put to death by the Beistin, for example, that animal killed a person, so it's chayev skila, stoning, asura bahanaya, you're not allowed to have hana'a from that animal. The Bartanu explains, afilu sara, even the sar, even the wool, even the hair of that animal would be asur bahana'a.